Welcome back to the Roundtable. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss playing music in a time of crisis.
Yehuda, I guess I heard through the grapevine that you were in Israel as the missiles were raining down on Israel and you were doing a concert series. What was that like?
Well, it was an unusual experience, I have to say. It doesn't happen every day, but I had a series of concerts, three of them in Tel Aviv, exactly as the missiles were falling. And we're not talking about 10 or 12 missiles. We're talking about more than 1,000 Iranian-made missiles falling all over the country indiscriminately on civilian populations, aimed at civilian population. And there was this amazing, what we call the Iron Dome,
sure,
that deflected, I think, 85% of those missiles, and the remaining ones fell into the ocean or into the desert. And it was quite astonishing. You sit in the hotel room, and speaking of virtual reality show, you see a missile coming, and they calculate where it's going to go, and you see this
whatever, projectile coming from the...
Exactly, and they know exactly where it's heading, and you see it chasing it in the air, and boom, it goes, it disappears.
Were you ever at a point at which you were doing a concert and you saw the missiles coming?
We heard sirens. Five times we had to get into the shelter. And
in the middle of the concert?
One time in Tel Aviv, there was a concert. We're playing trios. I brought you a broadcast of this performance. And there was a siren, and the ushers came in and stopped the concert midway, in the middle of the movement. All the audience was rushed into the shelters. We had to wait whatever is required, 12 minutes or so. And then not one person left the hall. Everybody came back. We continued to do the music. And I think this has become, for me at least, and for many people, I'm sure other people, a symbolic thing. I mean, the music goes on. And there's a sense of determination and resolve. And nothing will change the way we live here. And it's quite incredible because 75,000 young men, including all of my sister's sons-in-law, were drafted. They're ready to go into battle. The hotels in Tel Aviv were full of people who came up from the north. Hotels were giving special rates, and children from the southern cities were given a day of a day trip to the north, so they took them to the Galilee, to places that were safe. Pilgrims from Africa were roaming Jerusalem, you know, going for the churches with their colorful gowns. Life goes on under, you know, lovers were sitting on benches on the beach in Tel Aviv. There's something about it that is just gives you a sense of I don't know, pride or that's the way it is. I mean, being surrounded by regimes that are dictatorial, by religious fascism, basically, you know, what's going on in the north, in Syria, we all know. I mean, people are being murdered by the thousands. And in Egypt, the Islamic brothers have taken democracy and turned it into a travesty. And all around, Turkey is turning more fundamentalist. Iran is behind the whole thing. And there is this little, what is it, the size of Connecticut? A small state with democracy, with culture, with... It left me speechless.
So speaking of which, because we're running out of time here, tell me, Yehuda, what music did you play?
Well, here is the movement from this concert, and we'll hear a little bit of the music, Beethoven Trio,
in the
middle, as the missiles are falling down.
Thank you.
That was Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. To learn more about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WANC.